Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung. Thanks a lot for joining us as we take a look at the book. You know, everybody wants to know, well, in the Bible, there is a name mentioned of a nation that will come against Israel in the last days. In fact, there are a number of names found in the book of Daniel, chapter 11, Ezekiel, chapter 38, and Psalm, chapter 83. Well, if you would like to understand who the Lord, through those ancient Jewish prophets, was referring to today, then it'll be a big help if you get a copy of our 5-hour audio series on CD entitled Alignment of the Nations. We're going to look at that, in fact, as they will come together to form a coalition to go against the Jewish state. That's the title of our study today, Alignment of the Nations. It's the same title of our entire series. We'll tell you how you can get your own copy of this 5-hour audio series on CD. But first, let's listen to the Alignment of the Nations.
Let me show you this coalition over here. Ezekiel chapter 38 is giving us a definition of people who also will form a coalition coming against Israel in the last days. Now, I think that I have set the scene. The revived Roman Empire comes into existence after the rapture of the church, before the 7 years starts. And then Syria and Egypt, with the Antichrist on the scene, have to come into existence right here. The same time. We're talking about not far after the rapture of the church. Probably within the first year of what's going to take place. I submit to you that this is all going to take place in the first year. Look here. It says in verse 1, chapter 38, "And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Gog in the land of Magog." Now that's the first statement of a nation who's going to come. Look down here. There are others going to... By the way, it also says in that second verse, Meshech and Tubal... So he's listing a couple of others. Remember, we read those in Genesis chapter 10. Go down here to verse 6. Gomer and all his bands and the house of Togarma of the northern quarters. Back up to verse 5. Persia and Cush and Put. We've read all of those in Genesis chapter 10. They were all grandsons of Noah, who went into a certain area. There's a principle here, friends, in understanding prophetic biblical geography. Who was the prophet talking about at the time he wrote it? That is absolutely essential. Who was he talking about? He wasn't looking into the future to name another state. In other words, he wasn't saying, some have tried to say, for example, Gomer. There's this big television prophecy teacher who comes out and has his little wife read a little article out of the newspaper. That is ridiculous, man. Who believes the newspaper anyway? And she reads a little article. Oh, tell me, honey. And he unloads 48,000 verses on it. Most of them text out of context, which means it's a pretext. Doesn't prove anything. I'm not going to tell you who it is. But, I mean, you know. And he says, well, Gomer is Germany. Where does he get that from? Don't pay attention to any prophecy teacher, including Jimmy DeYoung, without having your Bible right in hand and allowing the Word of God. You see, the principle of biblical geography, when you're talking about it, is who was the author talking about at the time he wrote that. That principle must stick. The Roman Empire, we know who he was talking about. The revived Roman Empire. It has to be the same geographical boundaries. It's not someplace worldwide. It's not what it's talking about. It's talking about what the Roman Empire was. The same principle must be, and consistent interpretation must apply right here. So who was Ezekiel talking about when he writes about Magog, Meshech, Tubal, Gomer, Togarma, Persia, Cush, Put? Well, who were those people at the time he wrote? Well, Magog, if you can remember a map of Turkey, in northern Turkey, over here to the west, you have the Black Sea. Over here to the east, you have the Caspian Sea. In the middle, there is a land bridge. You know what it's called? Magog, in the time of Ezekiel, when he wrote it. That's the area that we know as Russia today. Meshech, Tubal, Gomer, Togarma. Well, who would that be? Well, I kind of listened to that prophecy teacher for a while, thought it was Germany. But then I went to Turkey to do that television series that we did in the Land of the Seven Churches, picked up an ancient Turkish map, and there it was, Meshech, Tubal, Gomer, Togarma, modern-day Turkey. And then Persia, modern-day Iran, Kush, modern-day Sudan, Ethiopia, Put, modern-day Libya. And they're going to form a coalition of nations to come against Israel after the rapture of the church during this tribulation period. Chapter 38 still open? Let me look. I've shown you the place. Let's see the time when it's going to happen. Look at verse 8. A coalition is formed. Now verse 8. After many days thou shalt be visited, and in the latter years thou shalt come into the land that is brought back from the sword and is gathered out of many people. Remember the first time Israel was sent out of the land? Where'd they go? Egypt. Second time, where'd they go? Babylon. Third time, all the peoples of the world. When he's gathered out of the peoples, when Israel is gathered out of the many people against the mountain of Israel, which have been always waste, but it is brought forth out of the nations. The Jewish people are brought forth out of the nations. Today in Israel, out of 108 nations of the world, the Jewish people have come into existence into another modern-day state. And they shall dwell safely, all of them. What's going to happen? After the rapture of the church, the Antichrist comes on the scene. He confirms a peace agreement. So who? The Jewish people are dwelling safely. Look over here in verse 11. Verse 11 of chapter 38. And thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of unwalled cities. What does that mean? That's a military term. At the time that Ezekiel wrote that phrase, unwalled cities, the wall of a city was the defense for the city. Like we have missiles, anti-aircraft missiles, anti-missile missiles, radar. That's our defense today. You know what their defense then was? Walls. You know what it's saying here? This coalition of nations, when Israel has laid down their defenses. Why? Antichrist confirms a peace agreement with them. He says, I will take care of you. Don't worry about it. And he shows them immediately upon confirming that peace agreement. Syria attacks from the north. Egypt attacks from the south. And he shuts down both of them. And now this other coalition of nations come. Because Israel's sitting there. We've been taken care of. The Messiah is here. He's our defender, howbeit he's a false Messiah. And so they come in at this point in time. But that's not all. Go back to chapter 35 of the book of Ezekiel.
You've been listening to a Bible study that is focusing in on what will happen in the last days as the nations come together to go against the Jewish state, forming a coalition to try to wipe Israel off the map. As has been said by the president of Iran, President Ahmadinejad, and in fact even the leadership of Hamas, has called for Israel to be wiped off the map. Well, that all comes together in the alignment of the nations. You need to have your own copy of this 5-hour audio series on CD. It'll help you understand what is going on even as we have been studying together. In order for you to get your copy of Alignment of the Nations, go to our website, prophecytoday.com, and you can go to the shopping mall and make your order. Or if you'd like to call our toll-free number, there are people in the office standing by to assist you. That toll-free number is 877-674-3298. That's 877-674-3298. Make your order today of Alignment of the Nations. And by the way, as you study through this alignment of the nations, you'll realize that we are quickly approaching the time of the rapture, which could happen at any moment. And having said that, there's nothing left for me to say, except let's keep looking up until...